Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 261. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. A bunch of guys on the show bringing a bunch of apps, but in this case, we're going to bring some apps and we're also going to read some of your emails and voicemails because you send them to us, so we got to read them. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve. a lot of fun stuff. I'll have an announcement for next week. I'll put it that way.
All right. It sounds fun. Suspense is killing me already.
And don't forget, people, LG G-Watch.
Yeah. I was going to... Good call. Yeah. Let me introduce Eric and we'll talk about the contest rules. Eric Ardini is also joining us from DiniMedia.com. What up, Eric?
Well, speaking of the LG G-Watch, I got to be the cool kid the other day. I was in Chicago. The very first cab I get into... I'm waiting for the guy to pay. He had a group of like four people. They all got out of the cab. He's paying with, whatever. He's taking a little bit of time. So I'm waiting for him to get out of the driver's seat so I can get in, out of the passenger seat. And I go to sit in the, he goes, hey, is that a G-Watch? I'm wearing this G-Watch. I'm like, it is. He goes, how do you like it? I'm like, well, I've only had it for a couple days. So far it's so good. He's like, oh, cool. So I don't usually get spotted out like that, you know, sporting my Nexus or my Galaxy Nexus 3, you know, walking around town or anything.
Where can I see the G-Watch?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's badass.
It is badass.
Guys, we forgot to mention, Eric is beta testing this G-Watch. You are getting the one that Eric is wearing right now. So it's actually better than new because it has a little extra special Eric juice on it from him wearing it.
If you wanted to clone Eric, there's going to be some DNA on it.
Yeah, it smells Italian now.
So what do you think about it? So what do you think about it?
I've never thought I'd use a pedometer as much as I'm really interested in the pedometer now, because it's got Google, you know, you Google Now on your phone. That's kind of the interface that's on the G-Watch. And one of the cards that's almost always there for you is your steps for the day. And you set your goal. It automatically has your goal set at 10,000, which I've left it there. And then you can chart your week. You can look and see how you went up and down and throughout the week. And
so awesome. That's so awesome.
It'll give you a little notification when you reach your goal for the day. Like, hey, you just made it your step goal.
So if you like tap dance and just like go crazy tapping around, like that counts. Will it count that?
I don't know. I haven't tried tap dancing yet, but it does seem like when I haven't thought about doing 500 steps, it would read I'd do 500 steps. So it may not be the most accurate one, but if you're not using a pedometer, this is definitely a great, you know, facsimile for a pedometer, as close as I would get to wearing one. Other than that, basically it's kind of weird. You know, every time my phone's on silent most of the day when I'm at work, so it'll vibrate in my pocket and then it'll vibrate on my wrist. And I'll get a little notification in both places on when everything comes in. Voxers come through the watch. I don't actually hear them. No, I don't hear them, but the notification of it. And it's got kind of like the orange background, so I can at a glance, like you were saying with Flow Home Beta, I can at a glance see that, oh, that was a Voxer. And it'll show, and if it was a text one, it'll show me like the first couple lines of it. And then I just press it, and I can read more if I want to on the watch without going to the phone. Or if I swipe to the left and hit a arrow that says send to the phone, the phone will turn on, come right to that Voxer message.
Wow, nice.
One of the nice things for driving I've found is the Google navigation integration. So it's like your Google Now. So you say, okay, Google, navigate to, and say a place, and it'll start the navigation up on your watch. It'll listen to your voice and do all that part. And then it'll automatically bring your phone up to the navigation and, use that as your GPS to get where you're going.
Wow.
You don't even have to touch your phone at all.
So now that you've seen this and used it, would you buy one?
I don't think I'd buy one yet. I do love wearing it. I'm not a watch wearer, but it is cool. It gets noticed. I'm not usually that much of a vanity kind of guy.
You getting chicks?
Huh?
Are you getting chicks?
Yeah, sort of. it has to do with the computer, so of course, you know.
So it's more successful than programming apps getting
peanuts. Right. Yeah. Yeah. If you tried the programming apps and you're not getting chicks, definitely get a G Watch.
Dude. Very cool. Thanks for the mini review.
That's the initial review. Yeah, maybe I'll have more to share later. I haven't installed a whole lot of apps on it. I've done a couple different watch faces.
Well,
I did try one launcher type app that I didn't really care for that much, and I actually ended up resetting it the same day that I started it up, because immediately I just loaded every app I could find on it, and then I realized I shouldn't have done that. I should have tried to just go with it for a little bit first.
Well, I will say this. Technically, you can ROM it.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, there are ROMs. I have no idea what kind of functionality you'll get out of it. I just know I saw the other day LG G-Watch ROM. And I'm like, well, I'm really happy that thing's not in my house anymore.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to damage it, you know?
Right. I think one thing that's missing is the heart rate monitor. Because there's something on either the phone it's on the phone in the Wear app that says check your heart rate, and you're supposed to just say what is my heart rate right now, you know, okay Google, and it doesn't do that. So I was a little disappointed in that, even though I've never known what my heart rate was in my life ever. I have no idea what that would even mean for me, but
Well,
I just felt that was missing for some reason.
See, and this is where I think my brain's going with this, Eric. I don't think a large percentage of people would actually buy it for the quote-unquote health reasons, okay? That's what all the tech journalists keep saying. I don't think that's the case. I think if people buy it and then it just so happens through pedometer measuring and other things like that, it makes us more health aware.
I agree.
I think that's more possible, that's going to be the side effect of it, not the reason to go buy it.
Because that's all it does now, though, right? Is a lot of health stuff.
Well, no. It also does notification, and that watch can do Google Now voice actions, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, lots of them.
So it isn't just shooting stuff in your face about how many steps you've taken.
All right. Well, that was an ignorant statement I made then.
You can change the song without pulling your phone out and things like that, you know. Stuff like that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, if you guys want to win this, you can definitely do that. All you got to do is go to podnuts.com/AAA club. We're giving this thing away on, gosh, if I don't remember the date, it is going to be October 23rd on the show. We're giving it away. And all you got to do is be part of the AAA club. That's it. You don't have to do anything else. Dor, I thought about it. You definitely don't have to do anything else. That's all you got to do is be a member of the club.
Well, simple's good. Simple's good. Yeah. And to be honest, all I want to do is benefit the people who join our club. I would like to benefit everyone who ever downloads the show, but if you download it once and this is the show you listen to, then you don't listen to it again. I don't want to benefit you. You know, I don't. But if you keep downloading the show and you're a member of our club, I want to try to make you happy.
Yeah, me too. Now, speaking of making happy, that's a terrible segue because it has nothing to do with the next thing we're going to do here, which is read emails. We're going to read a couple emails here, and then we're going to talk about some apps because we had a developer on Monday. We're going to read some emails here, and then you guys, you know, you're probably jonesing about now for some apps because we haven't read any yet or talked about any yet. We kind of did. Anyway, here we go. This one is from Steven. He says, not sure if anyone brought this yet. I control F'd the spreadsheet and didn't find it. And it's called Localcast (parentheses) Media 2 Chromecast. That's the number 2. Localcast Media 2 Chromecast. And he says it quite nicely shares local media drives and NAS SMBs too. I tried playing a video to my son's Chromecast TV from my XBMC server using my phone, and it worked a treat. Awesome, dude. Thank you, Steven. Did we talk up number one? Did we bring that? He controlled F the spreadsheet, so I don't think he did. Number two, have any of you guys tried it?
I don't have local content in my house really at all, so I don't stream any kind of video to anything else.
Me too. I stream it from the internets.
Mm-hmm.
Not gonna lie, I can't find his email.
I would say Sean Johnson would probably definitely dig this app, and he was, I think, more into doing that.
Yeah, he's He was using Plexin or something. No, he didn't like Plex. No. He liked something else.
He liked, began with an S, I want to say, but I'll say, like,
Tizen.
Tizen's not a type of phone. No.
Cast.
No, let's just not try to think. We're going to get it wrong.
Sean Streamer.
I like Plex because it gives me the same interface, whether I'm inside my network or outside my network. In its place, I use the Koosh application, application All Cast. I didn't know about this app. I didn't know about this app till I got the email, and now I can't find the email.
That's all right. Because I got a voicemail. And here we go.
Hey guys, this is Cody Cooper again, calling into NRAPX. And fellas, brellas, I'm fired up. I'm about to ignite. I'm so fired. Okay, couple things. First, Jeff Halish, and to a certain extent, Steven Eric, taking little jabs at door for running Linux, at least on two episodes.
Did we play this before?
I don't think we've played this one yet.
Not sure. Okay.
Oh, I did it again. When I pause it, this thing just gets foobarred.
Hey, if I can go back to local cast, I just real quick though, while you're finding that.
Totally.
It's got a great case use scenario that I never thought of. Because you can cast PDFs. So I wonder if you could do like almost a PowerPoint presentation on a Chromecast from your device, you know, if that you needed to.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool idea.
But that's, you know, it's not PowerPoint, but it's PDF, so PowerPoint's got to be just around the corner, I suppose. But you can make a bunch of PDFs into a PowerPoint, you know, if you don't want to use a Microsoft thing anyway.
That's
a good point.
Or export.
Another one from Stephen Gilligan. He says, this is a nice exposed module, multi-window, kind of like TouchWiz, but for any rooted phone. And it is called X Multiwind. You got to get it on XDA Developer Forums. It's not in the Google Play Store. X Multiwind. Check it out. It's a... Thank you, Steven, very much for that. I don't know what it does. Next one is, Todd writes, check out Oscalab free. Hey guys, wanted to let you know that I really enjoy the Email Wednesday shows. It opens up an opportunity for you to share some knowledge and experience that is different than when you bring an app to share. I can't put a finger on it, but it has a different vibe. Really good stuff. He's like, I can't put my finger on it, but those shows are really good. Oh yeah, it's because it's my emails you're reading. I'm just busting. He says, I also wanted to share a music app for Steve C. There's Oscalab free. That's OSCILAB free. And the pro version is $9.99. It sounds pricey, but just watch the video. My DJ noob head exploded. Way over my skill level, hence the noob. It does some pretty incredible stuff for someone who is producing, etc. Amazing that it's only $10. I did check out the screenshots, Todd, but I didn't download this yet, but I'm going to definitely this weekend. He says, keep up the great shows, Todd/DJ Noob. Oscalab, for those of you who don't know, in a synthesizer, an oscillator is the thing that makes the noise. Oh. So Oscalab is like a lab of oscillators. Sounds really awesome, dude.
I just thought the person really liked Oscar Mayer Wieners, and it was a word that was close to it. Oscar
Mayer. I guess I didn't realize that oscillator made the noise. I just thought it made the waves to go that you see on a what is that? On an oscillator?
You're actually right, Eric. Yep, you're actually right. It makes the waves and the amplifier amps them out. Good call. And it looks like Todd in the chat just got, we must have a delayed feed because he's just like, hey now, because I was busting his chops earlier. All right. Thank you, Todd. I'm sure we'll be reading much more of your emails on these fine Wednesday shows. Mark Saralt sends us, this has been my hidden gem for years. And he's talking about Advanced Brightness is the name of the app. This has been my hidden gem for years. It allows you to set brightness on your phone by the hour. I use this with my G1, LOL, and it's never been on any app show till possibly now. The developer name is Jerry Parola. and I'll put the link in the chat.
Yeah, I checked this one out, and I couldn't. I never really had a use for it. It's really cool. I mean, if I don't know, for some reason I just leave my brightness on auto all the time, and it's dim when it's light and in my room, and it's dark when it's dark when it's dark in my room.
Well, I would say sometimes the dark isn't dark enough and the bright isn't bright enough. If this lets you go above or below those normal constraints on your phone, then I can see this being a very useful app.
Yeah, I was at a concert yesterday, and I was in the second row, and I didn't want to be that kind of guy who was videotaping my daughter's concert instead of just watching it. But my wife was really upset that she couldn't make it because she had to go to Texas. So I was videotaping it, and I actually used a different app to extremely lower my brightness. So everybody, because I was on the second row, I didn't want everybody behind me to realize that I was videotaping it on my phone.
So from your daughter's point of view, you looked like you were in Witness Protection because you were like this.
No, I did not have it up over my face. I was watching it. I was not watching it on my 4-inch screen. I was watching it in real life. And in fact, during the Star Spangled Banner, I just set the phone down. It recorded the, because she really wanted just the audio anyway. It was a concert, so it, she didn't care.
Because it's boxed her.
She sang the Star Spangled Banner solo.
Yeah, they did. No, they did Barbershopping. Barbershop singing. Yeah, it was cool. I've never.
Wow. So they cut hair as they sang.
No, it's barbershop quartet kind of thing.
Ah,
you know, like Jimmy Fallon does.
Who?
Talk Dirty to Me by Jimmy Fallon. Barbershop. No, YouTube that one once. That's a great one.
Okay, sure.
All right, cool. Soham writes, home screen setup. Hey guys, first of all, I'd like to mention how I wish there were many more people like Dor. I certainly feel like I get way too much homework at my school in the UK. This is in reference to, you guys got to go back to that episode. This is in reference to what Dor told his son's teachers about homework. And I think I'm going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I was getting a little bored of my normal Android home screen setup, and I've tried all the popular launchers, Nova, Action Launcher, Google Now Launcher, etc. And I was wondering what setup you guys use. It would be nice for you to feature that in a show or a newsletter. Yeah, Dor, we should do like a home screen, like a launcher show, shouldn't we?
I don't think
we've ever done that before. What?
I use Flow.
Yeah, use Flow Beta.
Mm-hmm.
Flow Home Beta.
Yep.
And maybe we have new personalization apps, as I know many Android enthusiasts are looking for apps that refresh their home screen. Oh, and maybe have new personalization apps. I'm also intrigued about what apps you guys use. You tend to feature a lot of apps, and I'm curious about which ones stay on your phone. Maybe you could mention that. I hope I haven't taken up too much of your show time with this long email. And as always, I love your show, so keep up the awesome work. P.S. I'm surprised that you haven't mentioned the best FPS on Android, Modern Combat 5. I don't know if you may have mentioned it in the summer when I was away on holiday, but I couldn't find it in the apps listing spreadsheet from Soham.
I don't know, but Soham, apologized for the length of the email that I had to, because I'm showing now my screen on the show, because then I sent him the list of the applications that I have installed on my phone, and I started...
Well, let me read that response. It's not that long.
Really?
5by, AMA, APM, Allcast, Amazon Discount Finder, ANDFTP, Anmade Share, APK Downloader, AppDragon, AppWare Rabbit, AutoStarts, Autumn Bomb Support, Barbecue Screen Client, Barcode Scanner, Belt IO, BIC. I'm only in the B's. This won't take too long. Yeah, Dor sent like a 9-mile email to
him. Well, he asked what apps you keep on your phone. These are the apps I keep on my phone. Unfortunately, it's like over 100 apps long. And I know that makes me weird, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I agree with Soham. I think we're probably due for another What's on Your Phone. We've done a couple of those in the past. But yeah, we should probably do another one. What sticks to our phone is a...
Domino's Pizza.
Oh, well, maybe we don't want to go over what sticks to our phone. What apps are definitely necessary over the years that keep going back on our phone when we root, ROM, change phones, things like that. And my daughter felt the same way about Dor's comments. Thanks, Dor.
No problem.
Dor, you're like the champion of kids these days now with that comment.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I gotta say this. The Americas, one of the things about the Americas is we have a tendency to work more hours per week, more days per week, and more weeks per month, and more months per year than the rest of the world. We basically work ourselves to death, okay? I don't need to bring work home with me, so why should my kids bring work home with me? I'm able to live. I'm able to survive. I'm okay. I got a house. I got, you know, I don't, why should they have to bring work home for them? I don't understand that. Because they spend just as much time, it seems like, in school as I spend at work.
It's hard.
And I tell my boss, no, I'm not doing that tonight when I get home. I'm going to watch a TV show with my wife and play video games with my kids.
I was up with my daughter till midnight last night doing homework with her. And she went to school before I went to work. I got home a half an hour before the podcast started, and I'm not sure if she's home yet. She wasn't home when the podcast started. Wow. And she's got homework tonight on top of that.
That's not okay. I remember being in school, and Dora, I had the same thought as you. I'm like, why do I got to bring this home? It doesn't make any sense. Oh, man.
There's a reason why I kind of dropped out of school in the 10th grade for the second time. Because literally I would throw the work back at them and say, you do the work at your house. If you can't get a better job and you have to take your work home, that's not my fault. Don't unload on me. And I'll say less than 48 hours after I quit school, I had my GED. So it isn't like, you know, I failed because of stupidity. I failed because of, you know.
You got your GED in the 10th grade?
Yeah.
That's it.
And then you didn't have to go back.
No, I didn't have to go back. And I got it in the time frame where I can go into a court of law and say I have a high school diploma. I graduated high school. Because
all right. Yeah, that's what a GED is.
No, not anymore. Right? Now it's a general equivalency diploma. If your employer asks you, did you graduate high school, you cannot say yes. You will be lying.
So from 10th grade on, what did you do? You just like took off? You were off?
I drank a lot.
Wow. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You got your GED in 10th grade. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, 10th grade, second time, so it should have been 11th grade.
I wish I would have thought of that, man. I'm not kidding. I'm serious.
He had his diploma before he got his driver's license.
Yeah, dude. And I went to college for 1 year, and then I looked around and I said, I don't like this place. I don't like these people. I'm going home. And I'll just say the school I went to had the abbreviations AACC, which they said stood for Anne Arundel Community College. I said it stood for Any Blank Can Come, with that blank being a expletive word. Because anybody in that school, I mean, it was totally random. Even the teachers, they might have just got done getting drunk and they're going to come in and teach class. It was ridiculous.
And here's the thing. Look at Dorn now. Like how he's not anti-education.
No,
he seems like anti-enforced education, which I am too. Like you shouldn't have to force. Wow, I guess we're getting a little too.
Well, no, you're exactly right. 99% of what is taught in college should be taught in school for free. I can understand going to college for careers like doctors. And maybe lawyers, and I mean astronauts. I mean, you know, big time, heavy, important things. But if you just want to go to learn bookkeeping for numbers, like accounting kind of things, no, that should be done in high school all the way. It's addition and subtraction. There's no even multiplication or division. It's just addition and subtraction, but they call it accounting.
True.
I digress. I pass.
How many people did we offend this episode?
Accountants, teachers. Can we talk bad about our colleges, nicknames, and things we had for them?
Yeah, just
for ours, there's a big high school called Sterling High School across the river. There's a town called Sterling. And our college was nicknamed Sterling High School with Ashtrays.
Wow.
It was also called Harvard on the Highway, too.
Harvard on the Highway.
That was another name for it. But I really did a la carte out there. When I had an interest, I took those classes and excelled in them and learned what I needed to learn and didn't take the gen eds or any of that other crap.
Well, I went to college for 4 years, have a huge bill I still need to pay, and I didn't graduate. Actually, it was a 5-year program. And most of what I learned after college, actually.
Yeah. Well, just speaking about the learning thing, I'm going to throw this app into the mix because after all, this is an app show. I've been involved on like a lot of interview panels in the last year, and a couple times in this last year, interviewees, younger interviewees, have mentioned this service. It's called Treehouse. Whenever I hear about what this is, I keep thinking lynda.com. Is this trying to be like lynda.com? And the answer is yes, but no. Treehouse is another education service that's available out there. But it's definitely more computer tech focused. A lot of HTML, CSS, Ruby on Rails, PHP, Python, SQL. It's a lot more web-centric focused learning on web.
How much does it cost?
That was one thing I can't remember. I want to say it was $20 a month.
Okay. It's kind of like Lynda as far as price anyway.
Yeah, because Lynda's $25 for the new base price. And then if you want the extra crazy content, like $35. Yeah, the basic is $25 a month. The pro is $50 a month.
I love these kind of sites. Mm-hmm. I've learned so much from like Lynda and sites like this. It's so good.
Yeah. So this might, if you want to go online learning, check out Lynda, but check out Treehouse as well. See what focuses in more towards your needs, your wants, your desires. And there's so many other services out there. I just mentioned two of them.
Really cool. Awesome, boys. Well, we covered a lot of stuff this show. Not necessarily on topic, but we covered a lot of stuff.
not really emails and voicemails so much, or apps, but
venting session.
Get us fired up on a topic, and away we go.
I blame Todd.
Yeah.
It is totally Todd's fault by a mile. It all started with Todd.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you guys want to say anything before we end off on this show, Dor?
Do not forget podnuts.com/AAA club. Get free stuff and get custom extra added content too. And I actually did send out some extra content this past week. I hope to do more. I'll just say that. You'll get exclusive deals and offers that we find that we think are worthy of sharing.
Absolutely. Dor's been cranking them out, and Eric posting them in the community as well. I was very tempted to get that Media Center keyboard.
Yeah, I was too, but I've got a really, really nice wireless keyboard right now in my living room. That one did look cool and a lot cheaper than the one I got.
Do you want to say anything to the people here? Eric,
yeah, I would say if you call us at 707-6-PODNUT and leave a voicemail, we will promise we won't make you wait as long as we make Cody Cooper wait. He gets to be a guest co-host sometimes, so he's, you know, his voicemails can wait longer than yours.
This is true. I'll have that whole thing debugged and fixed and use the right player next time. So, and hey, guys, join the club at podnuts.com/AAA club for all the reasons Dor said, all the things that Eric's doing. It's really good stuff, and you could win an LGG watch. Now, look, this is just the contest for this month. We gave away a Sony smartwatch last month. This month is the LGG watch. Who knows what's going to be at next month, but there's definitely going to be something. So that you can count on. You can take that to the bank. Well, thank you, everybody, for writing in. If you want to send us more emails, send them to aaa@podnuts.com. Eric gave you the voicemail number. That's going to be it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.